5, 4, 3, 2, 1, sync. Hello everybody, and welcome to episode 182 of the TTV Podcast.
Mardi Gras.
You do realize, like, we've still got, like, two hosts here, right?
That's why I said it. I made the joke the other day. It's not at the week. It's half a week because like half the cast is here.
All right, Ben. I think before Meso like shreds our legacy to pieces, let's just never have another at the week again so long as he's here.
Half the hosts are away.
No, it's half a weekend.
And we're five.
Yeah. That's the only not, important ones.
I mean, I failed math, yeah. But this does not seem to add up.
Ouch. Oh, come on, X. I'm going to give you an equation. What's 2 plus 2?
4.
22. So, how's everyone doing?
What?
I thought it was fish.
That doesn't make sense in any base.
No, it doesn't.
But 2 plus 2, you put them right next to each other, it's 22.
So anyway,
let's just stop there. So yeah, anyway.
How's the weather going, everybody?
It's cloudy, the sky is gray.
It's been
snowing like nonstop lately.
It's freezing, so you can have like a bucket and you can throw it out of your window and before it touches the ground it'll be ice.
Oh, I've done that before. Like, if you take a cup of boiling water, and you, like, pour it outside when it's, like, freezing out, it just instantly turns to steam, and it's really cool.
See, I would love to do stuff like that, but I don't have cold enough weather to do stuff like that.
So I can loan you a little bit of cold weather, because I have a lot.
Is that like a Norwegian power or something?
I guess. We just do something cold. I mean, Norwegians were weird. There was no people here. They just came here, and it was just really cold. And they were just like, "Yeah, we're gonna live here now." Why? we're just gonna do that. We're just gonna live in this really cold. I don't know. I just
yeah, miserable
I
place.
I suppose it's just living in the area that I have for all of my life. I like have a weird obsession with cold weather. I suppose.
Cold weather? Like, do you like cold weather?
I do. I love weather. Cold weather. It's great, and I've always been quite
upset. Why don't you live here?
I don't know. Because I'm stuck in Mississippi.
Meso, you disgust me.
Why do I disgust you?
Because he likes cold? I mean...
It's just a thing, man. It's
I mean,
like,
his opinion is wrong, but I mean...
When you've grown up totally where wrong. I have for the entirety of your life, anything that's not this seems like the greatest thing ever.
Time in Minnesota, we'll see about that.
Yeah, snow is the type of thing where, like, if you've lived in an area where it snows, you absolutely detest it. But if you, like, you've never seen snow, then you just live in, like, this blissful ignorance of how cool it is. Pun absolutely
you call
intended.
Me ignorant?
I mean, yeah.
Check
not
your
I mean,
privilege.
I love snow, too, but I still hate the cold.
The only
month that has never snowed in Minnesota is July. August through June has had snow at some point.
Wow.
August?
Maybe not necessarily. Yes. Maybe not necessarily in my lifetime, but it has.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
I mean,
so who are we?
Okay. Yeah, fair enough.
Who are we?
A bunch of losers.
I'm Messina.
I'm LJ.
Where am I? Where am I? I'm Venom.
I'm Takuma Nova.
X!
Oh, I'm X. Hi.
Hi, and I'm Purple Dragon.
And this is TTV 182. Just so you're aware,
assuming for the reason I thought purple was before me. I don't know why.
When am I
that
ever before
no,
you?
No, you're ruining it. You should have just gone like you were going with the plan where everyone was forgetting it. Nothing is ever planned. Ever.
Your information, everybody that mocked me for my I did that just so you guys wouldn't talk over me. I gave you like a second buffer so you would shut
up. I was going to go on that train, but wow. I was waiting for purple because for some reason she's louder to me this call, so that's why
like,
she needed to be
right
before
next to
me.
Mic. Am I louder?
That would be
for
a
you
sad now? State of affairs if purple was before you, X. I know you're not around a lot, but like she's so new.
Yes, I am.
Wow. Was that a sneak diss?
Use you.
I'm here in your heart all the time, on the inside. I am
How'd
there.
How'd you get in there?
I don't know. Just
I have connections.
Sounding.
It's like one of those American cartoons where it's like you get into one of those shrinking submarines and go inside someone's organs or whatever.
That's a like, normal
you mean
thing
the magic
in American
bus?
Cartoons?
The magic
yeah,
school
it,
bus
it happens
that?
In like every single American cartoon. It's
Why?
So weird.
Has it?
That's so weird
know,
man.
Yeah.
To happen.
It hasn't happened in Ninjago.
Yet.
Yet.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's not an American cartoon.
Yeah, you're right. So,
is
anyway,
it not Canadian?
Let's go ahead and get our plugs out of the way. Because Var's not here, so I get to do the plugs.
Yeah, plug
it in. No. What? Oh,
so,
God.
Do you like our content, and do you like supporting
no.
TTV?
Because no.
If so, you should totally check us out on Vessel at vessel.com/the TTV channel. You can get 1 week early access to all of our content and just have yourself a grand old time. And including the podcast, which is not behind the early access paywall, and is 1 week early on Vessel. So if you would like to check out the podcast, if you're watching this on YouTube, you're a week behind, so the new episode is up on Vessel at some point during the day, if not already by the time you're watching this. And additionally, if there you would like to support us in other ways, you can check us out at store.ttvpodcast.com, for we have recently relaunched our t-shirts with our new program, the TTV Channel's Super Ultimate T-Shirt of the Month Extravaganza.
Ganza.
We have been hard at work on this new initiative. Basically, correct me if I'm like wrong, any of you, because I'm just going to try to explain this. I may butcher it.
Okay.
If you would like to go on our message boards at board.ttvpodcast.com, you can vote on the new shirt that will be added every month to the TTV store, which you can then buy and support us and have a grand old shirt. So this month we're launching the program with a shirt by Purple Dragon, Your Love Isn't Canon, which depicts the epic struggle of Huki and Maku to fight against the bounds, the bonds of canonicity.
I'm going to be honest.
LJ.
I mean, hey, if it wasn't pink and purple, I would totally wear that shirt.
Wow. I mean, we already tried making a green, and we all know how that turned out.
Hey,
not
listen,
well.
I have a lot of other colors I like, thank you.
Such as?
Such
everything
as?
But pink.
Exactly.
Pink is a great color. It's pink, and it's pink.
Pink needs to die in a fire. If we can just remove it from the human...
What if my dad was
you know
a
what?
Pink... Dude.
Let's selectively breed
you,
people
so
not
you
want to
kill
pink.
All albinos.
Well, isn't pink just, like, the void of color or something? Like, it's technically not on, like, the visible light spectrum, so it's just a color
pink?
That, like, your brain makes up.
I Google
what?
Pink, and I can see it right now, purple, so I don't know what you're on about, but I just,
oh, yeah, no.
I
you
just destroyed
you
your
see,
theory.
Black is the void of all color. White is the inclusion of all color.
Are we talking about pigments or light?
I don't know what you guys are on about, but I can see all
we're,
these
we're
colors.
Talking about
you guys must be dogs or something.
Well, I was referring
I
to the visible
light.
Light.
What?
I'm going to take that as a compliment. I'm a dog.
Can't, like, dogs
dog.
Like, not see some colors or something? I don't know. Something? No?
I suppose
no?
I don't really know. I'm not
no,
knowledgeable
right,
on
right.
animals.
Hey,
I think dogs
right.
can't.
I thought dogs can only see in black and white.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're monochrome vision.
No,
do they get
dogs
those, like,
actually,
funny voices?
Dogs actually can see color. They can see several different shades of yellow.
Hmm.
There are some that just can't see.
Fair enough.
But it is
so
not monochrome.
So they can
wait.
Tell... Never mind. I'm not going
so
there.
So when you say they can't see, you mean they just have eyes for nothing? they're just perpetually blind.
Don't we have a lot to talk about today, and we should probably...
Yeah, we have to talk about dogs.
We're talking about... No, I'm
I
not
hate
going
dogs.
There.
Whoa!
But yeah. Basically, yeah, if you would like to go
and
to
I
our
hate
message...
You.
If you would like to go to our message board, board.ttvpodcast.com, you can vote on the next shirt that will go up on the TTV store. As of current, it's a battle between Control by Venom and the Many Faces of X by Purple
is
Dragon.
It really a battle.
Venom 2016.
X
for
vote president.
Vote for X, please.
Vote for
no,
X.
Vote for Control.
A vote
yes, no,
for
I voted
everybody
for Control.
Wants
it's
control.
A vote for
I voted for Control solely because I want that shirt. I've wanted it for months.
Like, yeah, also, Purple, I'm still a little bit bitter that it's the Many Faces of X and not the Many Faces of Me.
Well, yeah, I want to do that too, but
X
was more popular.
If we get it's, the Faces of X through, then we can get the Faces of LJ.
Is X more popular? I always thought that
I was
like
the most popular person in existence.
As far as like the cutesy persona.
I always thought that LJ was like the Barbie doll of TTV. Everybody just wants to get and dress up and everything.
And that's our title, ladies and gentlemen, right there.
Barbie J.
Barbie J.
The Barbie alien.
So
who's gonna about the jet today?
Who's gonna be TTV Ken then?
Oh, that's Meso.
Oh, wow. Oh. Just wow.
Meso Ken.
Meso Ken?
I'd buy that.
That sounds too similar to Mexican.
Guys, I don't know if that would go over well. I think we all identify as Mesokin.
Oh my god.
So anyway.
I don't want to identify as Mesokin.
Those are the plugs. That's all it is. Also, audibletrial.com/TTV. So anyway. Yeah.
So, yeah.
How's it going, guys?
What are we obligated to talk about today, Meso?
Oh,
we're not obligated to anything.
Wait,
we Meso, are freedom.
What's up, Elton?
Meso, did you mention the voting, like the special discount?
No, you should do that.
Great.
You remember
all right. So
we should discount everything LJ says.
Awesome. Well, in that case, sorry guys, but Takuma just screwed you guys out of a great deal. If you live in the United States and you go over to the TTV message boards at board.ttvpodcast.com to the TTV's Shirt of March poll, that's a confusing title, and you go ahead and vote for the shirt you want for next month, and then post which shirt you voted for in the topic, you'll get a discount. You'll get sent a special code you can use to get a discount on a shirt if you make a purchase on it next month. However, it's only available for those living in the United States.
Nice.
Yeah, but we do ship like to Canada and Australia and all over the place. UK, you name it.
Yeah.
Probably not North Korea, though, so sorry.
What about the South Pole?
Do you ship to Egypt? Do you ship to Egypt?
Where's that?
Egypt is on the world somewhere. It's like warm.
Thank you, X. At least you understand me.
I know that it's on
It's a little south of North Egypt.
What?
But that... What?
So anyway.
Okay, first of all, that's not even technically accurate, because, like,
Northern
Egypt...
How would you know?
I'm half Egyptian.
Have
you ever been...
She's offended. She's fighting.
Have you ever been to North Egypt?
Egypt is technically in the south because of the way the Nile flows.
She's offended.
So southern... Shut
is
up,
this
then.
Rap?
She's offended.
So southern
Somebody
Egypt is technically
Restrain
on
her.
The coast of the Mediterranean.
I didn't say southern Egypt. I said North
said
Egypt.
Northern...
I said North Egypt.
She's going
crazy. North Egypt.
She's going crazy.
Have you ever
I
been
love
to North Egypt?
I love passion.
Lock her up.
It's amazing.
Throw her in the loony bin.
I want
Have you
like
ever been
box.
To North Egypt?
I have not been further south than Hurghada in Egypt.
That's not the question I asked.
What was the question?
I asked if you've ever been to North Egypt.
Okay, what are you getting at?
No, he's asking if you've been at a specific location.
Dude, I love North Egypt. That's like my favorite part of Asia.
Okay,
Egypt
we're done. We're done.
Asia?
We're done.
I don't think it is.
Oh, no.
It's not, is it?
And so the Lego Bionicle War begins here on TTV.
The Egypt Wars.
I googled it. Egypt is not in Asia.
Actually, I think the Sinai Peninsula is technically
is?
Part of Egypt. Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I'm just joking. I know that Egypt is in South America.
We are literally dying.
Brazilian people come out of there.
I'm fine.
It's just East South America, because they're basically the same shape.
Wow. Alrighty, so anyway.
So...
We were talking about this shoot, but like, there's a... Well, actually, first of all, what are you saying, Ultra?
No, nothing. I was just making noises.
Okay, so we were going to talk about this shoot. We did talk about the shirt, but there's a little bit more. It's a little bit related. And, Takuma, you've been busy these last couple of months. You've been very busy. And
yeah,
the fruits of your labor... Well, yes, that's also a problem, but you've been busy with our group for the last couple of months, and finally the fruits of your
We're
labor...
We're not supposed to talk about that yet. Ven, slap him.
The website! Talk about the website!
Bow!
Pow, bam, biff.
Oh no, you would have gotten away with it if it weren't for those Batman. Yeah, I don't know.
What?
What are you doing?
I'm sorry.
Sound like he was trying to be Batman.
No,
we have a new website.
I was trying to be Scooby Doo, but I forgot what Scooby Doo was, so I just went with Batman.
Oh, Scooby Doo's from Egypt.
No.
Well, sure he is.
Not going there.
I mean, I'm not racist, but like Scooby Doo doesn't look Egyptian. Like, he reminds me more of a dog. You know.
All right. So.
What?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
What are you talking about? What's going on with you?
I don't know.
Meso, help.
We have a fancy new website, and it's bright blue and quite awesome. Yes, Takuma, we do.
Ooh.
Whoa. Are we supposed to disclose information about that?
Then it's public.
Oh. Is it? Really?
Oh, my gosh.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Because I just checked, and it's still asking me for a password.
TTVpodcast.com. Try that.
He's pulling your chain.
Yeah, I know.
Are you sure?
The sticker gives it away.
It's brighter now.
It's bright.
It doesn't look that much brighter to me, to be honest.
It's just...
It is.
It does is like look a lot brighter.
In fact, that's not even blue. That's purple.
Hey, don't look at me. I'm not the one who chose the colors.
X, your face adorns the background. Your bionicle face.
Oh, my God! That's amazing! Oh, my God. I love this.
I take it you like it, then.
I mean, it's okay. Yes!
It was totally my decision to have your face there and not Vars or anyone else's.
I love this site. Oh, there's awesome. A man on the page, and... Oh.
What?
There's a man on the page who says, "New TTV shirt available."
Yep.
I helped work on that commercial.
Yeah, we got our epic shirt commercial.
What are you talking about, Purple? I was the one that drew everything.
I am going to hurt you.
I'd like to see you try.
That looks like Purple's art style.
I will at Brick Fair.
Oh, the gauntlet just got thrown down!
Oh, be there,
she's offended. She's fighting.
You guys are going to fight in the parking lot.
She's offended.
Vin versus Purple. Winner gets their lunch money.
Winner gets a frappe.
Or the frappe, yes.
Or how about this? We can both get frappes. My treat. And we can call it a truce.
Okay.
We have all that stuff. Things
too
busy.
Bad.
New site's already launched. Please be sure to leave your feedback on our shirt initiative and our site. Personally, I'm very happy with it. I love the new site. Although, I must say, my face is still a skull spider.
My face isn't even on there. So.
Why is it?
That's because
neither
you're not
is mine.
A cast
it's in
member.
The background, so I just no.
Why can't I be on there? Do I have to be a cast member? Why can't I be a crew member? I mean, I've been on plenty of things. I've
do
been on all of those Ninjago.
Do you see any of our moderators
talk
here?
Talk to the boss, man, Purple. Huh? Talk to the boss.
Who is our boss?
Better question, Purple. Why isn't AT there, huh?
Why isn't
what
X do you get there?
Why
well,
is
I've
X
actually
there?
Been on podcasts.
So what
X
about
isn't
X,
even there.
Huh? Why
well,
isn't
I mean,
our
I don't
best
know. Why
girl?
Isn't X on there?
I don't
you tell me.
Because this is an old website. It's been in development for so long.
You just said it was new. You just said we had a new website.
I said
you're
it's been in development
yourself.
For the last couple months. It's why I'm a skull spider and why X isn't there. This is like before you had a recognizable
right.
face.
To fix the skull spider mask. Whoops.
And X. Yeah.
Skull
it's,
Spider-Man.
It's a thing. It's cool. I don't mind.
I'll get it done eventually.
Yeah. The website's out. That's all that matters.
I'm happy to be a part of something.
I'm glad for you, X. I'm very happy that you're happy.
The many faces
fun times
of
are ahead for TTV.
What? No one likes it's controlled by Venom.
No, seriously. It was a royal pain to do this.
Didn't you build this from the ground up?
Yep. It may not, structurally, it may look similar, but the whole thing is just... Yep.
That's awesome. I absolutely love that.
Bootstrap is glorious. I love Bootstrap.
It's a very snazzy website, so you have our thanks, Takuma.
On the t-shirt with the face,
oh,
who's the guy behind Makuta?
Because Makuta's awesome and thematically
relevant.
No,
who's the guy behind, like, the control mask? The red guy, who is that?
Yeah.
That is implied to be the mask of ultimate power.
Yes.
No, it's but just a fiery on, guy. Who is the guy?
I mean, I guess technically it would still be Makuta.
It's the main villain of Bionicle, Mope.
Oh.
Mask of ultimate power, Mope.
It doesn't sound too scary.
What's his, like, elemental power? Moping around because he hasn't appeared in the story yet.
That doesn't spell Mope, though. It spells Mop.
You're a mop.
I don't think you know how to spell Mop.
It's Mope. Mask of ultimate power. That's Mope.
That's Mope.
Mope.
Nah, guys, I think it's a mop.
Mope.
I'm gonna go...
Mope would be like M-A-O-P. Mope.
Mope.
Anyway, we're getting off topic. Basically, X, it's supposed to symbolize the Mask of Creation, and then, like, Makuta's grabbing it, and then the Mask of Ultimate Power is grabbing him, controlling him, and it's like a cycle of controlling.
Whoa.
Yep. It's very deep.
That's
very cool shirt design.
It's a whole new level right there.
Yep.
Wow.
So basically, yeah, we got a lot of things going for us. But that's basically all from a website discussion. How's it been going, guys? Got anything cool that's been going on with you?
Literally nothing has happened. I've been playing Tetris for the past 2 weeks, but other than that, nothing.
We got you hooked on Tetris. I think it's a problem.
Yeah, thank you for that, by the way.
I tried playing Destiny again, and I had a horrible time. So I stopped playing Destiny again.
Have you played Crimson Doubles?
Yeah, and it's the most horrendous... It's the most horrendous experience I've had on Destiny. I thought that at some
Doubles
point it
great.
Would peak. No, it's not. Well, if you're going to say anything at all, whatsoever, it doesn't matter, because the game I'm playing is not the game you're playing.
What do you mean by this?
Because of the skill-based matchmaking is at its peak in the 2v2 doubles.
I forgot.
And so the only people I'm playing against is Sunsingers with Thorn, Firebolts with Viking Funeral, and the Ram.
Oh, boy.
That's literally the only thing I'm playing against. And the only thing being used is snipers and grenades. And it's a horrible experience. I do not recommend it. But
do
if
a
you
let's
play.
Put it up on Vessel.
No,
you have a capture card.
It'll literally just be me screaming. Like if you just throw rocks at like a really like I don't know what are those white birds called that are really
seagulls?
Mean. Yeah, if you just throw rocks at a seagull, then that's basically what that sounds like. just screaming in and out. It's
skulls before seagull.
It's so horrible. But if you play 7 matches, you get a guaranteed 320 ghosts. So
no, I'm serious. Cool. X, do you have a capture card?
No, but I...
Okay,
never mind,
you're
recording.
Useless to our channel, then.
Oh,
I can get one. Cold. I know where to get one. So if you need
no, don't worry about it.
Trooper, you and I, Bird Friday, let's do it.
All right, right now. All right, welcome to Bird Friday.
But it's Bird Saturday.
So what's,
yeah,
okay,
it's
so
Saturday.
What's your favorite kind of J?
LJ.
LJ.
I like J from Ninjago.
So
clever.
Let's end it. Super clever.
I prefer blue jays.
I prefer
no
purple jays.
There's no pun. There's no.
And where do these purple jays come from? West
My
Africa.
Imagination. I swear.
No, they come from Asia.
Oh, you mean?
No,
Egypt?
No. We don't mean anything. All right, let's.
Oh no, wait. I'm sorry. Egypt's in South America. I don't know why I always confuse South America with Asia. They're like right next to each other.
So that was funny once.
Once
it's
upon
so
a time,
funny than
land where jokes
funny,
were
LJ.
Funny.
You were funny once. What happened?
Still,
he was born.
What happened?
Oh, you decided to do that dumb April Fool's joke last year. That's what happened.
Oh man, that was so good. Oh,
I
love
that so much. Honestly, I want to draw fan art for that. I'll do that.
Oh, you
point.
Should. Oh, man. That
fan art.
Tack 210 beat you to it, but I love like his artwork. It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
Tack 210 is a funny person.
You're such a fanboy, LJ.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Hey, I will admit to being a fanboy of. Oh, wait, I thought we were talking about 0, 6, 10. What's with all the number 10s? They're both good, though.
They're
my
both
my old name was Messinac 1110.
See, that's still your name.
Like,
only
for
on
me,
it was not 1110. It was 1110.
Like, no, purple has good art, but I feel like Xeros and Tack have better like
comic styles, personally.
They do have good comic style.
I think purple stuff is the best in every sense of the word, so...
Oh, thank you, X.
I don't know.
I think you're the best in every sense of the word.
you're making me blush.
I think purple is best in Cargo.
Is that a series or what? What?
Cargo was best
that?
On Onua.
Protector of Earth.
Yeah, X, given your Bionicle lore.
Oh, what are those Bionicles? I don't know.
Yeah, we got keyword Bionicle.
This is a Bionicle chip.
How about those Ninjago sets?
No, you mean Ninjago?
This is a Bionicle channel.
Yep.
So, Ninjago's a thing.
In terms of Bionicle news this week, I suppose the biggest thing that we should mention, the thing that is actually new news, is
the greatest disappointment.
Yeah, basically disappointment, but it's a multifaceted issue. We supposedly have a release date, or release window, I suppose I should say, for Bionicle The Journey to One. And this news comes from BZ Power on Twitter. And they say, from what they have heard, LEGO reps, I suppose, Journey to One will have 4 episodes, which we know of. We already knew that. The first 2 will launch in March. The next 2 will launch in July. This is a bit of a multifaceted issue. But what were you going to say, Purple?
I could see it if, like, they're spacing it out to, like, align with the sets. Like, if the first half is more with, like, the winter wave and, like, the second half is more with the summer wave, then it would make sense to me. And I don't really mind that. But if it's just, like, all condensed into, like, 4 episodes, then just, like, all over the place, then that would bother me.
Yeah. It's like this... At first, I was like, this sucks. Because we're gonna have 2 episodes, and obviously they're splitting up the winter and summer story. But, they're trying to avoid a problem that HF had, I think, where they aired their shows at the beginning of the year, and they then had nothing for the remainder of the year. And they got the summer sets out of the way as well when they aired it, so then there was just nothing. And by pacing it out like this, they're splitting up the story content to where it's a little more evenly distributed. So it makes sense. It's just unpleasant from the perspective of fans.
Granted, we gotta keep in mind, at the end of the day, we're still going to have, like, 88 or so minutes worth of footage and film.
Mm.
However, and that's really good, that's the most we've ever gotten. And heck, even with just these 2 per, release season, that's still more than all the animations combined.
Yep, this is true. So really, it's not that big of a deal.
But the more the merrier. We all just want more. It's never enough.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, then.
That was deep.
Very I remember deep, one time so. When it was enough. I hated it.
Really?
What? So anyway,
it's cool.
Yeah, all right,
interesting.
Cool.
Do you really not have anything to say about this? You guys' disappointment?
It looks cool. I like the animation and stuff. I like how it's like a combination of like 2D animation and 3D, like stuff like that.
It's cell
like
animation.
The fire and
cell shading.
The fire and like the water and like the elements and stuff. Those are all like 2D animation, which is I like it. I think it gives it like its own like style.
Oh yeah, no, the style. I really like the style, and I look forward to making fan art for it.
Yeah.
The biggest thing I liked about the animations was the art style, so I was sad to see that go, but now that I've actually seen the Journey to One stuff in motion, thanks to those character clips from a while back, I am, like, 100% on board the style.
Yeah.
Yeah, this style
is
way
is the
better,
greatest thing.
Honestly.
Yeah, the original animations looked like they were animated in, like, Flash or something.
Yeah.
Which is, like, it was neat in its own right.
Yeah, like, it was okay.
It was paying homage to Monog, but...
Yeah. Thank you for actually
a storytelling animation style and such, and
it could have been a little more fluid.
Yeah, no, it could have been way better.
Mm-hmm.
It was a cool style, but this is just like
it's a ton better.
Yeah,
and then like the main other point that is currently going on news related is that New York Toy Fair is currently going on, and all the sets that we have already seen at Nuremberg. They're on display in New York, and there are some better photos. There's also some photos that aren't particularly that great, but, like, the sets are on display, so is there really anything changed? Not really. I'm mentioning it for the sake of completion, but, like, a lot of the details that we saw at Nuremberg, pointed out and discussed at length, they're still reflected here. And true to New York Toy Fair history, they are posed terribly. And built incorrectly. So yep. That's pretty funny, but also not surprising. The biggest bit of news, to be honest, is a little bit of an insight onto Quake Beast. Because before he was kind of a mess, I couldn't really figure out what was going on with him, but now we know. He has a sideways 2015 gearbox that his arm hooks up to so it can swing forward like Bruiser from Hero Factory.
What the heck?
That looks messy.
That looks janky.
That's a word.
Janky.
Jesus.
Janky beast.
It's janky really beast. It's not good.
Quake Beast, master of jank.
Oh my god.
No, yeah, it's not great. It actually does,
colors,
though.
But...
Well, yeah, I know you love the colors. Purple. I don't love the colors.
I hate
it's solid
colors.
Purple.
Oh, the colors are best.
The color scheme's a mess. But,
this is a mess.
If you can believe it, yeah, it looks bad, but this actually makes the set better in my eyes. Because it's actually unique. It gives it a little bit of added flair that makes me appreciate it better than if it was just some generic design without a cool function.
I guess.
I'm just trying to be nice, because I ripped him to shreds in the last video, so I'm like, okay, I gotta be kind of nice. These sets are weird, dude. I don't know what to make of them.
Yeah.
It hasn't really changed much at all. The opinions are still pretty much the same.
Still gotta see him in prison.
Pretty much, yeah. But, they fixed Stormbeast's hands.
It'll be your favorite.
No. If it happens, if it's my favorite, I may have to find a new fandom. I don't think I can be in this fandom anymore.
Why? Because it plays with your feelings too much.
Yes, exactly.
Actually, no, don't.
Bionicle fandom. Why are you saying this? Do you not like the Ninjago fandom?
Recently, there's been this, like, uproar about shipping.
Because it's finale.
Everyone
enough said.
Your love is not canon.
Honestly.
Is it because of the Skybound finale? Did it get people too worked
no,
up?
No, it's completely unrelated to anything in the TV series.
No spoilers. I haven't seen a single episode ever.
Do you care? Really? Are you going to say it? Like, don't spoil it?
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Fair enough, X.
Okay, I
want to
hear
totally
about this
it.
Later, but...
Yeah. We gotta talk about this later. This is gonna be fun. But they fixed Stormbeast's hands. His thumbs are, like, on the proper sides now.
Yes. I'm so glad they did that. It bothered me so much in the, like, original pictures. It was just like, that's not how thumbs normally work. Like...
Oh, yeah.
Nah. They didn't fix the open sockets, so 0 out of 10.
I love Mask Maker's pose so much. It's great.
His pose is so stupid. He was like looking up. So
he looks like he wants to die. It's just...
Kill me!
He's in so much pain. I'm gonna post it right
Help
here.
Me.
There you
Help
go.
Me, please.
He's
Kill
just,
me!
Please. Make it stop. Make the voices stop.
Too much trans blue. It's killing me. No, it's like, Akima, I gotta say, I do like how his shoulder armor can be posed like that. Oh, Rip Kai cannot be here to save us from this. Redeem himself. No, it's just like, Akima, people say he's boring, and let's be fair, he is kind of boring, but he also gets a lot of props for me. I really love the fact that he has both gear functions. That's just, I really appreciate that from a design standpoint. It's kind of like how I like the Skull Villains, because they tried to do different things, even though the sets themselves were kind of mediocre. Every set kind of had a different shtick, like Skull Warrior had the double weapon thing, like you can like store one, Skull Slicer had four-armed gearbox, Skull Basher had a completely unique function, Skull Scorpio had a tail that was cool, and Skull Grinder was just kind of there. But all of these sets have a cool little niche to them, I guess. They work a function out in a way that's kind of original, even if the execution leaves a lot to be desired, and I do respect them for that, even if the... Yeah, as I said, the execution's a little all over the place.
Have we talked about what's going on Stormbeast's back? Because there's something going on there.
You mean his function?
Yeah, what is that?
It's because he's the only set that doesn't use the new torso.
Yeah, I thought, I thought he had a function.
I don't think Quake Beast does either. But yeah, he does. It's probably similar to Skull Basher, where like if you do something on the back, the arms will hug forward. I personally speculate it has something to do with the tail.
There's something weird going on in the back with some weird pieces that are not really used that much anymore. A ball socket thingy. Do you see that?
Yeah, those are on... Or not those exact pieces, but a similar thing was on Skull Scorpio.
Yeah, it's kind of achieved that kind of shtick. So I'm figuring it's probably going to be something like that. If you wanted my opinion, this would be stupid, and I hope it's not true. I think if you move the tail like left to right or up and down, his arms will like hug forward. Yeah,
that's what everyone thinks at the moment.
I hope it's not that. Because that'd be
that
stupid.
Makes
I hope it's like
sense
a lever.
You know, it's probably
going
to be that, though.
Yeah. It's.
Yeah. But no, it's like these sets. LJ, I'm not entirely sure because, admittedly, I've kind of dropped off recently. I have not been following the community's opinions on these sets all too terribly much. But I know after Nuremberg, they evolved a good bit. Do people like them now? Or do they still hate them?
Like the beasts?
All of them, the whole way.
Yeah, okay.
Because people hated Akira, too. It was like people hated everything.
Umarak is still really, really liked. Stormbeast. Popular opinion has dropped of him quite a bit. Lava Beast is still the fan favorite.
Oh, he's so amazing.
Like, literally. Everyone loves Lava Beast.
He's just so
and
good!
He's pretty cool. He's like my second favorite after Umarak.
Quake Beast is, you know, kind of a mixed bag, and then I'm not really sure what people think of Akimu.
Yeah, because I know I went through a pretty drastic change. Like, I actually like every set now except for Quake Beast, who I loathe. I think they're all pretty cool in their own right. Yeah, I'm sorry, Purple. The Purple is not enough to redeem him, because he doesn't... Aside from that one new piece that I don't like, he has no exclusive Purple recolors except for that head. That's why I have a problem with him. It's all rehashed.
The best color scheme, though. The black and purple and bright green.
Yeah, the black grays. And the purple and the green and the gray and the blue pin and the red pin and the brown axle. Yeah, it's so great. Awesome color scheme. I love it.
Well, I mean,
no,
crystals can be, like, different colors and stuff.
Did you just try to excuse, like, red and blue pins? You want to run that by LJ?
I was thinking
you really
want to
open
like
up that
area.
Can of worms? LJ's sicker.
I was thinking more about, like, that general shoulder area, how
sicker.
It has, like, the gray and, like, the brown there.
Oh,
but
she's offended.
Swear to
her. Yeah. I don't particularly mind the green and the purple mix. It's just like, because of that gearbox, all the other pin colors and axle colors are exposed up there, and it's like a Terrac problem, where it distracts from the look of the set.
This seems like an alternate build of a set or something. It just looks so weird with the gear. I just can't get over this now.
And the swords up top, like, angling forward.
Yeah, what is this weird. Supposed to do? He's gonna get, like, thrown at something. I have so many
Maybe
questions.
Maybe we'll see in Journey to One in July.
I mean, he has the trap thing on his left shoulder.
Why not? Why not have a trap thing?
Yeah, but it's
trap looks weird.
What's
he even going to use the trap for? Is he just going to like ram his shoulder into like something?
Yeah,
and
I'm
going to
do
it
with my shoulder.
So he tackles somebody like he pulls a football move and like slams into somebody and like eats them.
Like with Stormbeast, it's not like on his tail, so that like makes sense to me. He can just like swing his tail and get something, but like it's on his shoulder. For Quake Beast, it doesn't make sense. Then, like,
I mean,
Lava
Beast,
it's
on the back
of
his
head.
Yeah, what's
he
gonna
do?
Either.
But I just.
I have a theory.
What's your theory?
What?
That all the beasts are, like, transformed shadow traps.
Okay, thank you. I thought for a second you were gonna say they're transformed creatures. And I was about to have to, like, yell at you. But no, shadow traps.
The traps catch a couple creatures, sap out their power, and become beasts.
No! No!
It literally steals the creature's powers.
Could be. But yeah, I'm thinking like some weird thing happens where the shadow traps kind of like merge with bundles of gems or whatever. Ha. Steven Universe. And
Steven Universe?
Just, yuck. Get it out of here.
And then they like blend into this weird deformed creature thing.
I've been traumatized by the idea that people have like clung on to about like Storm Beast being a fusion of like Akita and Melum, and like all the other sets being like elemental fusions. That's just I don't see that.
Yeah, no, I highly doubt that.
I guess I could see getting drained or corrupted, maybe.
I think drained would make more sense.
But I don't think Lego would do that just because it would invalidate the Unity modes.
Like, what if there's some sort of like sentient being kind of trapped inside the shadow trap, and they have yet to be released until they like sap out the energy or the form of another being.
And then they need to
release the genie from the bottle, except the bottle's a
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
I suppose that could work. If there was like one shadow trap and it was like a cool item, maybe, but like there's a bunch of them.
Like, maybe they just need to wake up. I'm just saying that I doubt these shadow traps are simply just bear traps and nothing else to them.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Can't wake
me up.
Oh my god.
Very subtle. No. Very subtle.
Yeah. I would actually like that quite a lot. Because the shadow traps are weird. We don't actually know a lot of details about them.
Yeah.
And I guess we won't until March.
March is like around the corner.
I'm so upset.
Pretty much.
That's when Bonkle is supposed to get in Norway, so we'll see.
You still haven't got the sets yet?
Nope. No, that's 2016 sets, just a couple next months. That's the only thing.
Yep. It's midway through February. That sucks.
I know.
Man, all right then.
Life is hard.
Rip
you need to have a girlfriend get them from like overseas and give them to you for Valentine's Day, which by the time this comes out will have passed.
Huh.
But
well, there's always next year.
Girlfriend is overseas.
Did we miss an opportunity to do a TTV Talks about relationships again?
We did. We should have totally done it last week. That was the time. It would have come out like on the 12th. But
completely reverting the topic to the previous topic. Do we know how the heads and the jaws work yet? Because I'm still really curious about that.
We kind of do. It's not that difficult. It's like the heads are.
Yeah,
all,
but why they just stay open then? That's.
What?
Why? They just stay open.
They do. Listen,
yeah,
it's for the function, I think. Because if you uppercut their jaws closed or whatever, then it like pops their mask off. I think, maybe, I'm not sure on that, but like that would make a lot of sense. Because basically how the heads work, we have good pictures of the heads. It's a transparent neon green version of the headpiece that then has axles attached to it in the places where, like, Skull Basher had his horns, and then the jaw attaches to that. There's a picture. So, like, that's all it is. And I do think they stay fixed unless they can close for the sake of the function.
Oh,
which I think
geez.
Is... like
so glad we have the Glatorian head back again, aren't you guys?
I actually am.
But
real talk.
Wait.
I am.
Wait.
No, they're not.
We're not.
I'm screwing around. I'm talking about the bump, the mold. I'm not actually talking about the.
You're a funny person, LJ. You make me laugh.
I'm just
confused. I confuse everyone.
Yeah, but.
Well, Levitor was right, I guess.
Real talk. I'm glad we have transparent heads again, even though I know the community will not be.
I'm incredibly.
They're only heads. I mean, they're all right. I still don't like the heads or the masks. Or
I only say it. I only am glad because the light piping is so awful. It's like you may as well. It was a good idea, but you had one job, Lego, and you screwed it up. Time to adapt on the fly. I'm so sick. It's really annoying. It should not bother me as much as it does, but I have all my sick 2016 sets displayed, and like. They have black eyes, and I hate it.
Yeah, no, I don't really like it either. What are they going to say? It looks like these could be transparent Okoto heads.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Is it?
Yeah.
How can you be so sure? Have you seen them in person?
Because the mold
yes,
is...
Yes, he has.
That's right, everyone. Messo's at New York Toy Fair right now, bringing this to us live.
Broadcasting live from New York Toy Fair, even though this
comes out. Hey, Kai, are you in the background?
On the 15th on Messo. And if you're watching this on YouTube, then you're missing out. Watch it on Vessel. And yeah, Rip Kai had a good run.
Yeah, Var, are you there as well? I'm fired? Oh, okay. Wait, what? You mean I got a pay raise? Oh, that's all. Thanks, Var.
I want a pay raise.
Oh, LJ's fired again. Oh, yeah, okay. It's cool.
In other news, like it's Saturday.
It's just a rerun. Yeah.
That was the best.
But yeah, I totally think these could be like transparent. No, you know what they are? They're transparent Metroheads.
Finn.
Yeah, obviously.
No,
yeah.
They're not.
Shup with your lies and your slander. We don't need any of that.
Maybe they're not even neon green.
That's pretty much all for the
transparent orange, and it's just the lighting.
Maybe, Ben. Maybe.
Skews our vision.
Maybe, Ben. Maybe.
I don't like how Umarak has like the transparent lime green and the transparent orange.
She's offended.
Though it looks really gross together. Like, just pick one or the other.
It's Zaz. But, like, it's like he's never had eyes. He's like the big bad. That's all it is.
Yeah, but, like, it just looks weird. Like, why not just make the head transparent orange, too, if he's supposed to have, like, red eyes?
Yeah, I agree with you there. But to be honest, that's pretty much all the Bionicle sets. I don't have anything else to comment on. These sets are kind of like the Skull Villains, where they're, like, the same. They're small.
I have said everything that I wanted to say about these sets, like, last week.
Yeah.
I did, too.
I can't wait for you to review them.
Me neither!
You want to start a fight?
Maybe. I think it would be entertaining.
I wouldn't if I were you, buddy.
For the sake of common decency, I won't.
Yeah.
I've already made my point. You know what I'm going to say.
Yeah, and everyone, I have an announcement to make. Recents are over. I'm not doing anymore.
Gone forever.
Well, why?
Freedom.
I couldn't take the pressure from Messo constantly berating me.
What, really? Are you serious?
Oh, jeez.
Somebody.
No, of course I'm not serious. I'm gonna finish the recent reviews.
One of us has to care about the schedule. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. Thank you, LJ, for doing a recap review every Tuesday. You're welcome, everyone else.
I mean, I don't watch them to begin with.
I never said
really
thank
care.
You. I can't recall. Always.
I only watched like the first 10 seconds to watch the skit.
See, that's why they're there. So at least
I
you
watch
that. But then again, those skits. Am I right though? Like my voice, it's so annoying, and the intro's always so bad. It's ugh.
Yup.
When am I ever gonna like mature and grow up? Am I right?
Get good, Elder. Get good.
Yeah, I know. Like, gotta get a better voice.
OMG, hit puberty already.
I know, right? Ah.
Stop like, it.
I'm not gonna you'll launch into a discussion of the Ninjago sets. Because, like...
You stop it.
Yeah.
No, stop it.
No. You.
What do you say, Meso?
No.
I'm just saying, like... I'm not going to launch into a discussion of the Ninjago sets, because that would be pointless, but I have to comment on one thing, and that it really annoys me. We had a Pythor minifigure at Nuremberg Toy Fair on the minifigure rotational stand, and yet there's no Pythor set at New York Toy Fair. What
do you,
is
like,
this?
Know what set he comes in, or is it just like a mystery?
I don't know. I'm completely in the dark. I'm baffled. We were supposed to have a Samurai X cave, but we don't.
Oh, yeah. Where is that? Well, I'm
I don't
not
know.
Here,
maybe
obviously,
it's a,
but...
Maybe it's a store exclusive. I have no clue.
Maybe. Maybe he's
and,
in that set, which wouldn't make a whole lot of sense, because he never really... Pythor doesn't really have a connection to the Samurai X cave, though, so it wouldn't really make a whole lot of sense for him to be in that set to begin with. But...
Yeah.
Oh, well.
So that's the latest mystery related to Ninjago, and quite honestly, not a hell of a lot at Toy Fair. I was really hoping we would see the next wave of Star Wars figures, but we didn't.
If there's gonna be any.
There's gonna be any, they've already been confirmed.
There is gonna be any.
There is gonna be any. But,
are they gonna make
I
regular Stormtroopers? Those the nun Maybe. Apple ones.
There's going to be sets for Rogue One. That's all we know at this moment.
Oh.
So I suppose there could be stormtroopers with that. But oh. obviously we don't know what that movie entails.
Oh, maybe there could be a Darth Vader. Oh.
Rumors have it there's going to be Boba Fett. But those are just rumors. So.
Mm. Well, he's literally like the most money-making side character in the Star Wars universe.
I don't know.
So,
I think
Captain
could you
Phasma
even call him
cooler.
A side character.
I think
he is
Captain
a side
Phasma
character.
Is
he's literally
than Boba
the definition
Fett.
Of a side character blown up in proportions that shouldn't be legal. Done.
That shouldn't be legal.
Shouldn't be legal.
It's like how I oh, died, boy. And then he's just woo. Here he is. Yeah.
Damn. Damn.
Wow.
Oh.
Well, what else do we have on the docket, if anything?
Nothing. Let's just talk, guys. Let's just have a fun
discussion.
Questions.
Well, can I go message home? Board questions.
Kai can tell us. Oh wait.
Yeah, I'll know about those message board questions from a while back.
Oh, yeah, the ones that LJ explicitly asked for.
Yeah.
Let me see if we got any responses.
You should answer mine.
Okay, so everyone.
The answer
do me a
is
favor.
No.
everyone, do me a favor. Do not answer purples. Okay, so we do have a few questions, and not everybody is here, so not everyone's going to be able to answer. But for the people that are here, we'll do our best. From Lord Tuma on the message boards. I'd like to hear each member on the show's favorite part about being on the podcast and each of their favorite masks. The Miru doesn't count, LJ. It's your face. He thought ahead.
Yeah. My favorite.
I get it, thought
on...
ahead.
Oh my god.
All right, Purple,
just for
you
that,
go
Ben,
first.
You can go first.
Okay.
All right, cool.
Wow. My favorite part of being on the podcast is
She's
getting
offended.
To talk to you guys, I guess. And my
hey,
favorite...
I
not
guess.
I do that, like, every night, but...
Yeah, I was about to say
that. And I guess my favorite mask is the Avsa. Or whatever.
Really? You could do so much better.
Yeah.
Yeah,
what
like
else am
Miru.
I supposed to say? Oh, my God.
Okay, Ben, your turn.
Alright. My favorite part about being on the podcast is being able to unintentionally offend people like Purple.
Unintentionally what?
Nothing. Anyway.
What?
No, it's just like it's pretty cool. You know, I get to talk to all you guys. Basically, do what we normally do on a daily basis. Except other people
did you just
listen to
Purple
us.
Dragon.
Yeah, dude, it's my turn to talk. I
have
the red ball.
People either way. You just
you wait for your turn. This is an equal opportunity podcast, as far as I'm aware. No, it's not. It really is not.
Are we gonna trademark that or?
All right, and your favorite mask, Vin?
The How.
Cool.
But close second, Great Ruru.
Thought as much, Takuma. What about you? Aw.
It scratches an itch.
Oh.
It scratches an itch.
All right.
Because originally I wanted to... Originally, my profession of choice would have been radio broadcasting, but that's rip and rep baroni. But this scratches that
Don't
itch.
Don't give up. Don't give up. Achieve your dreams.
Mask.
As for favorite mask, well, are we going by, like, visual design? Are we going by power, or...
Just your personal favorite.
Just
favorites.
Your favorite. Done.
Well, I'm going to go off of power, and that is going to be the road.
Okay.
What, the road? Like...
Yeah, the mask of truth.
Oh.
Meso, what about you?
My favorite part of being on the podcast is getting to laugh at shenanigans and... top tier comedy like Akubu and would you peel a car and all the great funny moments
oh,
of TV's history. And my favorite mask is Volatak, and my least favorite mask is the noble Akaku.
Ask for least favorite.
Yeah, he didn't ask.
I gave it anyway.
You?
I just want to say that my favorite mask is Akaku, so just want to...
The noble Akaku?
No, just the first one.
Yeah, the original Mad Max.
OG Akaku.
And your favorite part about being on the podcast?
Is that I'm on the podcast, because if I wasn't...
Podcast?
No, if I wouldn't... how's your Norwegian, then?
I don't know, man. It's pretty good.
No, my favorite part is that this is a podcast I would listen to now if I wasn't a part of it, and so it's really... And it's a lot more fun to be a part of it instead of just,
yay,
you know, listening to
get
it.
Hype.
So... Yeah.
Well, alrighty then. Fun for the whole family.
Food and yeah. Fun.
Right, next question. That's everyone. Let's see.
Wait, X, what's your favorite mask?
A Kaku.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
the
so
first one.
Unoriginal. Nah.
What? What? It's my favorite. It's just my favorite. I don't control that. It just...
No,
just is.
You don't have the mask of control.
What?
All right. Here we go. This is actually from Zero610, best artist. Along
isn't
with
that like a printer company?
That's
if
Xerox.
You could be a fantasy, if you could be a fantasy pop, pop culture, etc. character, who would you be and why?
I'd want to be Nia from Ninjago because she's like really cool.
Does she
who said you could answer
though?
First?
You'd
I
be
answered
made
first
out
last
of
time.
Lego.
What?
Be a Lego.
Well,
wow.
At least
you
at
can
least
be
I'd
any
be
character, and you're just a you don't have fingers.
You don't understand
you
how
don't
much
have
I love Ninjago. I have
fingers.
Been trapped in the Ninjago
anything
fandom
ever.
For 5 years now.
Culture?
You could be like one of those, like from Ruby, with the spinny spin weapons. And
I don't watch Ruby.
Yeah. But instead, you
gotta
don't
get
want
those
fingers.
Spinny spin weapons.
Yeah. Spinny.
Wait, Nia has a boomerang. That's a spinny spin weapon.
Australians have a boomerang. It's not that special. It's not.
Oh my god.
Wow. Yeah, Pohatu has boomerangs.
Wow.
Stormerangs?
Yeah, Stormerangs.
Or is it Thunderangs? I can never keep track which one's
the
actual.
Stormer is Hero Factory. We're already past that.
Vin, don't throw salt into my wounds.
I will throw plenty of salt and pepper in there as I please, and I'll eat it.
Okay.
Because it's scrumptious. So,
Vin, how about you?
How about me? Oh my god. I don't know if you guys hear that, but I hear the loudest freaking vacuum cleaner in the world right now, and it's breaking my concentration.
Oh, we're hearing it. This is very professional.
All right, in that case, X.
No,
what about
no,
you?
No. I got my answer.
Oh my god.
I want to be LJ from TTV.
I
somebody
think he's,
actually. So,
he's
somebody
not
sent
pop
this
culture.
To me. Somebody. Well, somebody sent this to me on Google Plus a while ago, and I unfortunately can't remember their name. Somebody did dress up as me for Halloween last year.
What? Really? Yes. That's a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, like, what was wrong with the guy that dressed up as you? Like, what happened to him? Like, what is his issue? What happened to him? Like,
it
what's
so good? They dressed up as me. They even had the gold cardboard Miru and the red plaid shirt. It was so good.
I'd be really weirded out if someone dressed up as me for Halloween.
That's because you don't have a face.
I have a face. I draw my face on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Wow, that's
vain. I'm sorry. I forgot. You have a blob for a face. Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah, you don't have a nose, loser.
She does. She's like majestic, long, purple nose with like that comes dragon
all right,
smoke
who
out
should
of
answer
it.
The question
she's
next.
A dragon.
X, if you could be any sort of a fantasy, pop culture, etc. character, who would you be and why?
I don't know, just anywhere where I'd just be a dragon, because that seems cool. Because purple is a dragon, it seems a lot fun. So, I don't know, is there any pop culture stuff that has dragons in it? Is
there's
that
like
it?
How your dragon.
Game of Thrones, I guess, but Game
Spyro.
Of Thrones is, eh. Spyro's not a pop
Lord of the Rings.
Culture series, I guess.
Well, Lord of the Rings. Jago's not pop culture either, by my mark.
It's still fantasy, though. That's also a thing.
Yeah, but it was fantasy pop culture. You can't just go with half the question.
It's just saying, in general, if you could be a fantasy, comma, pop culture, etc. It's saying, just like, in general, like...
Were there commas?
Just some fictional... What? Yeah, there are commas right there, in the question.
I'd be General Grievous and then just not die Grievous. In episode 3.
General Grievous.
What? What's like it? How do you pronounce it?
Grievous.
Yeah. Oh. General
nice.
Grievous, okay.
Alright, Takuma, what about you?
I'm ready for this.
Okay, for a second, I thought I'd like that. Okay. Nope, still thinking.
Sorry, I was too busy discussing how Ninjago wasn't pop culture.
Nice.
Nice.
Do you want us to come back to you? We can come back to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, let's come back to me.
Okay, Mesa, what about you?
I would be Solek and then kill myself.
Oh my god! Savage!
Okay, I know now. I would
well,
be.
That's not an excuse to make Solek jokes, community.
Dude!
Had to do it.
Oh my.
Oh. What about Ketar, though?
Him too, but like, yeah, there we go. Ketar. I'd be Ketar and then kill myself.
It's Ketar pop culture.
I don't know. No,
on
Ketar
the street.
Is definitely
hey, do you
not
know
pop
who
culture.
Ketar is?
Random guy on the street. Ketar.
Alright, come on. Hopefully you can give us something less morbid.
I would be me.
Mm. You're not from pop culture. You're
okay, well, if
you're
if we're just...
You're more not pop culture than Ninjago
I am
is.
Popular and I am cultured. That makes me part of popular
no,
culture.
No, you're neither of those things. You're... No.
Okay,
no.
Francis Carmichael.
That's no one knows who that is except for like the most hipster that you know of. Like no one knows who that is. I'm not even gonna ask or Google him. Just
I don't know.
Well,
who
that's
that
good because you
be
wouldn't
Superman
find him.
Superman or something. Jesus,
you would not even find him on Google.
You don't even hear find him. What?
I said it's fine if you don't Google him because you wouldn't find him on Google.
Oh, so, well, he is definitely not pop culture, then, is he?
Meso, how much time do we have for one or two more
we
questions?
We got enough for one more question. One more question, that is.
I think we should answer Purple's... I think we should answer Purple's question.
Nah, because I got a better question than that.
I really think we should.
Go, LJ, go.
But, well, I got, like... First of all, Meso, will there be a Chronicler's Convergence 2016?
Yes. I don't have a date yet, but yes, I definitely plan on doing one this year.
All right, so Purple's question can be answered in one word. Okay, so I want everyone to think about the word they want to respond with, and then I have one other question that I really want us to...
What you really need to think about is who was first.
Han Solo.
No, he's on second. So, okay.
No,
think
that's
about it.
What?
Purple asked, because she's a punk, if TTV never existed, what would you all be doing instead, career-wise? One word.
This is a career?
Different.
Alright, Takuma, what would you do?
I wouldn't be doing anything different. I would still
okay.
be trying to find a job.
Ven, what would you do?
Progressing.
Not a job. Purple, what would you do?
It didn't ask what career we'd be in. It just,
what
would be doing career wise. Progressing is a valid answer.
Yeah. It literally says career wise. What would you be doing?
In that case, yeah. So what would you be doing as a career fan?
That's not the question.
Did you even read the question?
Did you even read the question?
I wrote the question.
Do you even know what you asked?
There's
I
this
do
thing
know
called
what I
proofreading
asked.
Where you read the things you ask before you ask them.
I did proofread it.
Okay, you know what?
Really? Because I'm not
see,
sure about that
what,
comma right there.
This is what I wanted. This is... Man, look what you did, Purple. You threw us into disarray.
You messed it up. You screwed it up. That's it. That's the end of this episode. See you all next time. I'm Mr. Nick. I'm LJ. I'm not Kahi.
I'll kill you.
I don't know what I'd be doing as a career, but I know what I'd probably have pursued as my hobby slash time sink. Because before the podcast, I was trying to really get into before the podcast, I was really into writing, and then when I joined the podcast, I just abruptly stopped there. So had I not done the podcast, I probably would have proceeded and tried to become a better writer, and I would probably still be doing that.
Interesting.
You should do that.
No. Never happen again.
Purple, what would you do? Let me guess. You'd be a culinary master.
Totally.
All right. Top chef.
Absolutely.
X, what about you?
I didn't even know this was a career. I don't even get paid. I mean,
Can I get his paycheck?
No.
No. I want my paycheck if there's...
We'll bring in the fold.
Well, all right. I'd be trying
Purple
to make
would be
it.
Some evil corporate CEO raking in all the cash.
Oh.
And barely paying minimum wage.
I'm working on it.
Oh my gosh. And,
on what? Getting as high as minimum wage?
What?
What about you, X?
I'd be trying to make it on the YouTube scene with video games, and I'd probably fail horribly because I'm really lazy.
Nice.
The thing about YouTube gamers is they have to do a lot of work, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. PewDiePie.
Crank out the video.
So, the question I wanted to ask to get answered was from Spying. Spying? I don't know.
It's Spying.
You've got a weird name, man. I imagine that your families and some of your closest IRL friends know that you work on a Lego-themed video channel. What do they think in relation to you, and how have their opinions of it changed over the years? In other words, have you gone from being ridiculed to appreciated, or has the general response always been meh?
Oh, I
everyone
don't talk
I
to
know.
Anybody about it except for, like, close friends.
Everyone I know isn't even surprised. Like I said, oh, hey, I got a job working on a Lego podcast, and they're like, I'm not... It just suits you. Like...
The few people I have told were very receptive. I've never been ridiculed for it. So, there's that.
Yeah, I've never been ridiculed either. Anytime I brought it, I was just kind of like, oh, that's unique, I guess. But, like I said, I hardly talk to anybody about it except for, like, close friends, because they know me.
Yeah. My teacher told me to put it on in English class, and I didn't really know what was going on. They asked me, like, people listen to this? And I said yes, and I just needed to explain a lot of things, but it was fun. They were really confused. She was just like, "Oh, she's just like, oh, why is your English so good?" And I was like, "I do a podcast on the internet." And I was like, "Oh, can you put it on? Like, really put it on in the middle of a class in front of like 20 people who had paid for this class and or go to school?" And they're just like, "Yeah, put it on." And I did, and it was literally like 10 minutes of our screaming and people just trying not to make eye contact. It was It was interesting. That was fun.
Wow.
Yeah.
Purple.
Cool.
What about you? Oh, wait, you already answered. What am I doing?
Yeah, wow. Thank you for paying attention to me.
This is very unmemorable.
I know.
Oh, savage.
Mesa, what about you?
Wait, what was the question again? Have you been ridiculed? Because I just answered that.
Oh, okay. I guess that's everyone.
Wow, you just don't pay attention to
Excuse
anyone.
Excuse me?
I was like, is there another question that was asked? Because, like, I answered both.
Takuma, what about you?
Meh.
Nice.
Like, there was a clip. It's less than meh. It's not ridicule. It's like a genuine sense of, I don't give a rip. I would call it a lack of respect at times.
Whoa.
Fair enough, then.
There was a glimmer of hope with our relationship videos, but then it plummeted again.
Wow.
Wow.
All right. Wow.
Yeah, I think
I
that about
that
says
is
anything.
Yeah, that settles that.
Yeah. I suppose that is the end of this episode of the TTV podcast. All in all, it was pretty jam-packed, and I am glad that this episode happened.
Was
so,
it jam-packed?
Yeah, but it did a lot.
For the record, Purple's other question was, who's your favorite intern? My answer is, the first intern we ever had, me.
Yep.
Wasn't I before No Takuma, really?
You guys came at the same time.
Haha. So, yep. But literally the exact same.
Yes, you were part of the same casting call. You were
Yeah, that's not an internship.
No.
That's true.
I was a web intern.
Well, let's take us out, Mesa.
All right. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast.
Take us out. Okay, I'll just pull the pin. Ding. What was that? That's what I was saying earlier about killing himself.
Murder you all.
Jeez. Okay.
Maybe I won't go to Brick Fair then.
I killed the entire cast.
So thank you very much for listening to this episode of the TTV podcast. If you'd like to support us by becoming a Vessel Early Access subscriber for 1 week early access to all of our content, you can check us out at vessel.com/TTV channel. And be sure to check out our new and improved website at ttvpodcast.com. And buy some shirts at store.ttvpodcast.com. Celebrate Valentine's Day and the season with the Love Isn't Canon t-shirt. Your love isn't canon, I guess I should say.
Valentine's Day is
and
already
finally,
over.
Yeah, I know, shut up. And be sure to vote on the next t-shirt at board.ttvpodcast.com.
Vote for mine.
Yeah, she needs all the help she can get anyway, what? No. That's all. Thank you all for watching, and we will be back next week with some more exciting discussion for you all. I'm Messner.
I'm LJ.
I'm Venom.
I'm Takuma Nuva.
I'm the XX Trooper.
And I'm Purple Dragon.
Farewell, everybody.